It's a good time to commute. It's a good time. Show the picture. You have some tablet, I'm just going to go to the other side. Is there air in there? Is there a window? Not air conditioned, just air. Air. We need air. Cool. Are you on? Started?
Yes, I'm sorry.
So we left off yesterday with the Beit HaMachlokes HaRishonim, why exactly an Esrog Shel Tevel is possible, even though it doesn't say beferish in the Mishnah that it's possible, but the implication of the Mishnah is that it's possible. So Esrog Shel Demai is HaMachlokes HaRishonim, so for sure, Esrog Shel Tevel is absolutely possible. That's how Tosafos assumed, that's how perhaps most of the Rishonim assumed. However, it's unclear why it should be possible. So that was a HaMachlokes Tosafos against Rashi and Rambam. So Tosafos says it's not based on the Din of Heter Achila, because Ratzon seems to be learning that Tevel is called Royal Achila, because you could be mafish in a minute and eat it. The reason why it's possible is because it's like an Esrog Shel Shutfis, because the kind of the lady had a chelik and dini momentous in the Tevel. And Rashi and Rambam said the favorish that the reason why it's possible is because it's in a Royal Achila. We said that in a Royal Achila, according to them, exists, because right now, Bashi Yosham is talking about Royal Achila. So we have to really understand what is the Nekudas HaMachlokes of here in the sense of the Esrog Shel Shutfin. Why did Tosafos feel that an Esrog Shel Tevel is analogous to an Esrog Shel Shutfin, and why does Rashi and Rambam seem not to say that way? And the fact that Rashi and Rambam seem to be learning that the psul, the only psul for an Esrog Shel Tevel, is Eino Royal Achila, and that would lead us to believe that they disagree with Tosafos' analysis, Tosafos' comparison, that an Esrog Shel Tevel is similar in Halacha to an Esrog Shel Shutfin. So should Tosafos be right or should Tosafos not be right? What exactly is the Nekudas HaMachlokes Tosafos against Rashi and the Rambam, whether an Esrog Shel Tevel is really the halach equivalent of an Esrog HaShutfin? So L'chora, the Nekudas HaMachlokes is not really so much an Esrog Machlokes, it's really a Tevel Machlokes. Namely, how do you view Dinei Mamon as Tevel? Tevel is a strange thing, because Ba'asher Husham, the Kohen and the Levi, don't really have, don't own anything yet. They only own something after, I'm going to be Mafresh, Shumas and Maishas. So then that chedek is going to belong with Dinei Mamon to the Kohen and to the Levi. So one could argue that there are two different ways of viewing Tevel in terms of Chesh and Mishpat. Is Tevel really a Mamon HaShutfin, that a Mamon belongs to the Kohen and the Levi? You say no, that right now Taka belongs to the Yisrael. If and when it will be Mafresh, so then and only then will be done with the Dinei Mamon as part of the Shumas and Maishas. It comes by that he hasn't been Mafresh, so it's not considered to be chedek a Mamon HaShutfin. So that's the Nekudas HaMachlokes, the Rashi and the Rambam against Tosafos. So then L'chaira, we already know this Machlokes. This is already an age-old Machlokes from those who were in Mashiach this year. This is seems to be a Machlokes in Maseches Kedushin, Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara has in Maseches Kedushin, went down from Psukim, that there's a koyach of an apotropos, that when a person dies, they leave Yisrael and Ketanim. So Beis has an obligation to set up a system, to set up somebody to watch over the Nechasim. That's the parsha of apotropos. How do we know there's a parsha of apotropos? The basin does that. And how do we know that the apotropos has the right to divide up the nechassim, to split up the estate on behalf of the assignment? So the Gemara says that's a special gzeiras hakosel learned out from the Pesukim and Parshas Maase, because the Torah describes when they split up Eretz Yisrael. So Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to appoint Yishechad Lamata. Each shevet had a nasi, and the job of that nasi was to help divide up the parts of Eretz Yisrael properly. So the Gemara says, Bishlama, for the Gedolim, those were over by mitzvah. So then I understand how the apotropos works. The apotropos does the business for me based on shlichus, based on zechiyah, based on pre-existing dinei momentous principles. But there were ketanim who had a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, also people whose father had died, and they were taka zeich and a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So what right did the apotropos have to go and divide and say, this little cup that he's going to get this year, this little cup is going to get that year? Normally there's no shlichus for katan, normally there's no zechiyah for katan. So how does it work? How do they divide up Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says there's a new halacha called apotropos. Nasi echa, nasi echa lemata, teaches us a din d'oraisa l'dayrus, that when you have yisayim ketanim, so Beis Din has a koyach to appoint an apotropos to do the job for them, to divide up the property, to do whatever is necessary to divide up the Yerusha, so that the ketanim, they don't have to live together for 10 years until they're able to turn by mitzvah. So this guy will get his house, he'll get his field, he'll get his property, etc. So that's the special gzeiras that causes the parsha about the trumpets. So the Gemara Masechet Gittin in Daf Mem Beis of Aleph tells us that not only does an apotropos have the koyach to be mechalek and nechasim, but the apotropos has the koyach and issur v'heter as well to be mafresh trumas and nisus. Let's say you have little kids, a little kid is yorish afiel from his father, now he's got promise, and how's he going to be mafresh trumas and nisus? He's a katan, so he's under bar mitzvah, can't be mafresh trumas and nisus. He can't appoint a shaliach to be mafresh trumas and nisus. There's no shalichus for a katan, so what's he going to do? He's going to need treif. So the Gemara says, no, that Beis Din is Mamar and Apotropos, and the same Apotropos that divides up the Nechasim, he's going to be the one who's going to be Mafish, Trumas, and Maizah. So the Rishonim go to town and say, wait a second, how does that work? How did Chazal know that the parish of Apotropos works in the realm of Trumas and Maizahs? The Torah was only speaking about Chiluk HaYerusha, the Torah was speaking in the realm of Din Imamunus and Chesh HaMishpat, and Hechet Heisel, we have a right to borrow this over to Issa HaHeter. So the Rashba and Gittin and up in Beis Din Aleph brought two Torahs into this Kasha. So one Torah, the Rashba says, that midaraisa we do not have a right to compare dinim mominus to hafrashas, trumas, and maisras. The only reason why it works is based on hefker, based on hefker. That since otherwise there's no way for the Yisrael to live, otherwise how are they ever going to eat the, how are they ever going to eat the fruit? It's always going to be trade, it's going to be tevel. So therefore the chum invoked the power of hefker, based on hefker. They were mafkir the nitzayi yisayimim, and they gave it over as a matana to the apotropos, and then when the apotropos is mafresh, so he's mafresh al shalom, he's being mafresh his own property. So Hefker Beis and Hefker, the Gemara Gittin and Flamed Vav learns out from Sukkim, it's a Din D'Araisa. So the Rashba says that Hefker for an Apotropos to be Mafresh, Trumas, and Maisas, the Ad Nichsei HaKotam, that's predicated on the principle of Hefker Beis and Hefker. But on its own merit, it really wouldn't work. Then the Rashba says, no, the Odeh Shlomer, that maybe we derive from the Pasha of Apotropos that Yad Apotropos, Yad Abayim Ramid. Normally the Halacha is that Eina the Mafresh, Dover Shem Shalom. I can't go into your field and be Mafresh, Trumas, and Maisas on your behalf unless you appoint me as a Shaliach. Normally it's Atem. Atem, you have to own the property. Atem Lo Tomesh Eina Shalom. So here the Torah is Mechadish, Tazim Pashas Masay, not just the Prad of Hilchus Yerusha, not just the Prad of Hilchus Dini Mamanes, that the Apotropos can take care of the Nichzei Yisayimim, but the nature of the Gezeres HaKosov of Nasi Yechon Lamata is that the Torah is treating the Apotropos Mamash like the Yad HaBayla, Mamash like the Yad HaYisayimim. So just as he's the Yad HaYisayimim to do business deals, to do Dini Mamanes, the Chesh HaMishpat, so what Dinami, we can extrapolate to your day as well, he's the Yad HaBayla in terms of being called Atem, to be Mafish, Trumas, and Mamash. Those are the 2 days in the Rashba, how to solve this dilemma. How could the Gemara make the jump from Mamanes to Issa Behetas? Either Midaraisi really can't make the jump, you have to invoke Hefker Beis and Hefker, or in Echanam you can, because the nature of the Din of Dini Mamanes is also a Din of Yad HaFetropos Ki Yad HaBayla. So comes the Ktzais and says he thinks that Kushe Mekor Laisa. The Ktzais writes, what's in this Ktzais? Do you remember? You don't remember? I don't remember either. It's in there somewhere. So we won't revoke your status as Shira system. You have to revoke my status as Shira giver. So comes the Ktzais somewhere tucked away and says the following. When we find that someone has a Ktzais from Avtecha, we'll find a few. So comes the Ktzais and says, no, he thinks that the whole Kash of the Rashi is predicated on a mistake and misunderstanding. Says the Ktzais, there's no kasha that happened to compare our Fresh Shumas and Maisus to Chiluk of Yerusha. That's exactly what it is. The Chiddush HaTorah of Apotropos is that in Ochanam, in Apotropos Bidaraisa doesn't have the koyach to buy and sell property. The koyach in Apotropos is lechalik as a Yerusha. When a person dies, so his whole property is called the Tvus HaZabayah. So it all goes b'shutfis to all the Yerushim. So now he's got 10 sons. Each one owns a share in this in the property. And now we're trying to figure out who's going to get Lamais, who's going to get which share. So that's called Chiluk HaShutpis. So comes the Torah is Mechadish, that's that Apotropos doesn't have the Klech to be Meichel, to be Kleine, but Adah Yisonim, the Apotropos has a Klech to be Mechalakas HaYerusha. That's the Parsha, the Mechalakas HaShutpis, that's the Parsha of Apotropos. So comes the Ketzais and says, what is Trumas and Maisus? It's not Chiluk HaShutpis. That's exactly what Trumas and Maisus is. Trumas and Maisus means you have a big barrel of apples. Some of the apples belong to the Kohen, some belong to the Levi, some belong to the Israel. You need somebody to get up, to step up to the plate and to divide up to see whose is what. So comes the Torah and says, Apotropos, that's right up his alley. That's the kind of a job that an Apotropos could do. So says the Ketzos, how do I know that this is true? How do I know that this Yesod is correct? That Afrash Shumas and Rises is no more, no less than a regular Chiluk HaShutvis? So who do you think he quotes? Find out, he quotes the Taisim, Masech HaSukh, and Nachman HaGod. This is the Ketzos' raya to his Yesod, that Afrash Shumas is only a Chiluk HaShutvis. And therefore, of course, it's nifl on the Pasha of Apotropos. The whole Kasha is Rashba. The whole Kasha of the Rashba never got off the ground. The Rashba, who was bothered with this Kasha, the Rashba had to go drain us a cup with Hefka Beis and Hefker, or Yad Apotropos Kiyad at Ilam Dobbing. The Rashba clearly didn't see this equation. So, Lechayr, this is the Machlokes, that the Taisus in Maseches the Maseches Sukkah is taking a stand on the nature of Shutfis, that Taisus and the Ketzels are understanding that Tevel is basically a Mamana Shutfis, and therefore it's called an essence of Shutfin, and therefore you can't be Yaitse Dalamin with it. And therefore, the good news in Ilchas Apotropos is therefore an Apotropos can be Ma'afresh, because it's tantamount to just Mir Chiluk Mamana Shutfis. So that's one whole Mahalach of viewing Tevel and Dinim Mamanas. That's Taisus and that's the Ketzels. And all the other Rishonim, Rashi and Esogia, and the Rambam and Esogia, and the Rashi and the Nun Beis, who didn't see Tevel as such, they didn't view Tevel as Mamana Shufim, so therefore they would talk about it with the Kasha by Apotropos, and Rashi would come on to his two different Terutzim. And they didn't say that the Esog Shel Tevel was possible because it's Mamana Shufim. They said that the Esog Shel Tevel was possible for different reasons, because it's standing royal Achila. So there seems to be a major Machlaikis and Rishonim here, which is really also a Machlaikis and Rishonim in Gittin Daf Nun Beis, and Kedushin Daf Nun Beis, as to what the nature of Tevel is. Is Tevel really just a glorified Mamana Shufim? Or is Tevel something which is fundamentally different, that basically Tevel belongs to the Yisrael, if and when he'll be Mafresh, then we'll divide up the Dini Mamanus. Is there another way to explain what the Nekudas and Machlekes and Esog is? Rashi and the Rambam against Taisus. Maybe there's another reason why Rashi and the Rambam veered away from Taisus' understanding that it's Mamanus Shufin. So perhaps you don't have to say this whole razzle-dazzle shtickle Torah about Tevel. Maybe there's a different reason why Rashi and Rambam refuse to invoke the principle of Mamana Shutfin. The Gemara of Abbasra and Kuflam Zayin, Kuflam Ches, when the Gemara is the Sugi of Esog HaShutfin. So, you guys have me or no? You guys have the air conditioner? No? Maybe it's on the air conditioner. The air conditioner more windows. What? Can't you have the air conditioner? Yes, put the air conditioner. Okay, close the windows, get the air conditioner. Changing plans. Oh, that? Well, fancy schmancy gadget over there. I like the old style things, because that's why my garage never opens, because you lose the thing and it's stuck. You don't bother, there's no other way to open it. Remember the Basra tells us that an Esrog HaShutfin is no good. So the Gemara describes, let's say a person dies, their father dies, and he leaves one Esrog over to his children, the whole Yerusha, one Esrog to his children, and one of the children goes out and he grabs the Esrog and he uses it for the mitzvah d'almin, he's not yet, say, because since right now, by Shiloh Shom, it's a moment of Shutfin, they haven't divided up the property yet, so his other brothers have a share of the Esrog. But the Gemara says, let's say the father leaves behind 20 Esrogim, and he dies Erev Sukkah. So they haven't had a chance to divide the Yerusha. They haven't gone to the lawyers yet. They haven't gone to the base. But they still haven't worked out all the details. But Lamaisa, there are 20 Esregim. There are only three brothers. So the Gemara says, if one of the brothers goes and picks up one of the Esregim and uses it in shul, and so this morning, that's okay. Then he is going to be Yitzhak. Why? Because it's obvious that he's going to get some Esregim. The other brother's going to get other Esregim. So if you only have one Esregim, so then you have a problem. So let's say you have, he left over $1 million of real estate in one Esrog. So the $1 million of real estate isn't going to help against it this morning. So right now, each brother has a share in the Esrog. As long as you have enough Esrogim to go around, so that's not considered to be Mamana Shutfin. And it's understood that each one is going to grab one of the Esrogim. When he takes that Esrog, that's his. And the other Esrog is going to be the other brother. That's the Farish Gemara. So it comes to Rambad and says, based on this reason, an Esrog Shel Tevel cannot be disqualified because of Mamana Shutfin. Because Esrog Shel Tevel is the same story. Esrog Shel Tevel, so I have a lot of, I have 100 Esrogim, so they're all Tevel. So I go ahead and I take one Esrog, I haven't been mafresh from the Mitzvah yet, but I could be mafresh from the other Esrogim. I have 100 Esrogim, so who says I have to take from this Esrog? So what does the Gemara Rebbe Basra say? That the Med of Ramamun Esrog Shel Shutfin is no good. That's where each Shutfin is still grabbing onto this Esrog. Each Shutfin has a share in this particular Esrog. But if Efshel Asalka, if I can misalik my brother with another Esrog, so then it's understood that the Esrog that I take, that's my Esrog. So says the Ramban, but you have an Esrog Shel Tevel, you have 100 Esrogim Shel Tevel, so when I pick up one Esrog, so the Kohen Levi doesn't have a right to this particular Esrog, I'll mafresh another Esrog and I'll give it to him. So the Ramban says, that's why Esrog HaShutfin and Esrog Shel Tevel are not synonymous with one another. So the Ran disagrees with the Ramban. The Ran Asugi says, no, that's not a good thing. Why? He says, in the case of the brothers, so it's not mechusar anything. That means once one brother picks up his esrog, there are another 20 esrogim out there. So when I take my esrog, so that's it, finish, it's over. So this is my esrog and the other esrog, my other brother's esrog. There's nothing else that has to be done. So it's very different. Because the frashas, tumas, and meisers, what really defines, what really declares, what really determines that this esrog is mine, and the other ones is the kind of the Levi. It's not just the taking it in shul, it's not just the picking it up, it's the official formal hafrasha. I have to pull out my Karen of Isis card, I have to find the pruta to be mechal, the Isis shenion. It's only when I do the real hafrasha, shumas and Isis, that it's what's considered to be the seema. Then and only then do we say, this is my esrog, and the other esrog belong to the Kohanim and the Levium. So comes the Ran and says, the divin of the Ran to Efshel Salko to Tevel is not correct. So it could be that that machloikis, the Ramban and the Ran, that's the root of the machloikis between Rashi and the Rambam and Esrog against Tosfos. Tosfos saw on every Esrog Shel Tevel, Ta'av of Mamon HaShuftin. It's like an Esrog HaShuftin, you're not going to be Yitzig. So what do you mean it's an Esrog HaShuftin? So Rashi and the Rambam would turn around and say, what kind of Esrog HaShuftin is that? It's the Efshel Salek. So what would Tosfos respond? Tosfos would respond like the Ran. No, Tevel is not called Efshel Salek. It's only called Efshel Salek if at the time that I'm taking the Lulav and Esrog, the Dintar is over. The time that I'm taking it, this is totally mine, the rest is totally yours. But you would say, my says it's not totally mine, until I mamish a mafresh, and I mafresh the other ones. Once I'll declare that the other ones are Chumas and Isis, and this is not Chulin, so then Rechidam, then everybody agrees, that's a regular Esrog Shel Chulin. So it could be that the Nekudas and Mechleikis and Shayim and Asugya, whether or not Esrog Shel Tevel is the halachic equivalent of an Esrog HaShufin, is not a Mechleikis and Nuchas Tevel. It has nothing to do with the machlekes and the rashba and the ketzayis and all the lomdas and razzle dazzle and apetrovis. It's a machlekes and huchas lachem. It's a machlekes. How do you define lachem? These criteria that the Gemara sets up for us in the Basra, that if it's Efshel Salek that becomes lachem, is Tevel considered to be Efshel Salek or not? Is Tevel fundamentally the same as a silik hashutvis? Or do you say no, that Tevel is very different because the person has not yet been mafresh? So at the end of the day, the one thing that's crystal clear in our sugya, there's a machlekes of Yishayim whether or not Esrog HaShutfin and Esrog Shel Tevel are the same thing. Tosfos said the real reason why an Esrog Shel Tevel is possible is because it's mamash just a fancy glorified Esrog HaShutfin. And all the other Yishayim said not. Rashi and the Rambam said it's possible other reasons, not because of mamash HaShutfin. So what's the Nekudas of machlekes? What's the Bira machlekes? So either it's a machlekes in Hilchus Tevel, based on the Ketzayis and the Rashba, or it's a machlekes in Hilchus Lachem of Esrog, whether an Esrog Shel Tevel is really the equivalent of the Efshel Masalik of the Gemara of the Baz and the Eitra. So at the end of the day, all the Rishonim are seeing eye to eye that the Esrog is possible. The Mishnah says Esrog Shel Demai is Machlekes B'Shan B'Silel. The implication is that the Esrog Shel Tevel is possible. According to Tosfos, because of Mamon HaShuftin, according to Rashi and Rambam, there's a Rola Achila, but we have not yet seen anybody who says that the Esrog Shel Tevel is actually kosher until we read the Ramban. The Ramban held that all the Rishonim are wrong. Rashi is wrong, and Tosfos is wrong, and the Rambam is wrong. They're all wrong. The din is that an Esrog Shel Tevel is totally and completely kosher. Totally, no problems whatsoever with an Esrog Shel Tevel. What do you do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Demai. So comes the Ramban and says, no, if you read the Mishnah carefully, the line about Demai is immediately following the statement about Truma Tameya. If you have an Esrog Shel Truma Tameya, so that's going to be a problem. Whatever the reasons are, whatever the particular psul of an Esrog Shel Truma Tameya is. So then the Mishnah says, Esrog Shel Demai, B'Shami B'Salav Machlaki. Says the Ramban, what that means is like this. An esrog of Trumas Demai. It doesn't mean the Demai itself. It doesn't mean Bashe Usham in the state that it's Tevel. In the state that's Tevel, of course it's kosher. Even Tevel Derais is kosher. The means you are mafish Truma from the Demai, and that Truma became Tamei. So now the question is, do we equate Truma of Demai to real Truma? So according to Beshamai, absolutely. And according to Beisilel, no. Why? Because according to Beisilel, for Aniyim, Aniyim are not bound by the Dinim of Demai. So since Aniyim are not bound by Demai, so this truma vis-a-vis Anani is not truma because it wasn't chayv and truma since midaraisa it was never chayv and truma wrote by Arts Master Nain. So therefore this truma never got off the ground in the first place vis-a-vis Anani. So Anani is allowed to eat the truma tamei shel demai. So the main is allowed to be yaitzi the mitzvah with it, and the main everybody else can be yaitzi also miga divoy mafkinis. So according to Ramban, the reading of the Mishnah, it's very, very limited in scope, the discussion between Mishnah and Beisilel. They weren't talking about Demai in the colloquial sense of every kind of Demai. They were talking about Hachav and Eskin, the Truma Tanei Shel Demai. That was the Machlekes between Mishnah and Beisilel. But Demai Mamish means you haven't been Mafish anything from it. So about the Yaitzeg, because even if it's Tevel Mamish, even if it's Tevel Gomer Gu in your backyard, you know for a fact no one was Mafish, you're still going to be Yaitzeg in the Mitzvah because there's nothing wrong with an Esek Shel Tevel. So even the Ramban has to just tone it up a little bit, because the din is that when you have Demai, you're not mafish Truma from Demai. Because the Takanas HaChavim was only to be mafish Maisers, but we mentioned yesterday, Truma people were taking pretty seriously, so they were only misakah to be mafish Maisers. So what? How do you ever have a Truma's Demai? You're not supposed to be mafish. So the answer is, you don't have to be mafish Truma Gedolah, but you have to be mafish Truma's Maiser. because the Amir Oretz were not mafreshing the, they were not being mafresh the Trumas Maaser. So Trumas Maaser is mamash the same halachic status as Truma Gedoyla. So Hocha B'maya Skina, the Machleik B'Sham B'Sil, about B'nai, that major earth-shattering Machleikis is, a guy's got Trumas Maaser Shal B'nai, which became Tom, they can't be Yotzenah. That was the Machleikis B'Sham B'Sil. But D'mai Mamish, or Tevel Mamish, of Adon Avadi can be Yotzenah. That's the Ramban's reading of the Mishnah. What prompted the Ramban to read the Mishnah like this? But the Ramban says, because there's no reason in the world that Tevel should be puzzled. You go find your reason. What are you going to hack me a chat? You're going to tell me like Taisus, Mamun Shufin? What did the Ramban just say? We just quoted a minute ago. The Ramban says, that's not called Mamun Shufin. The Ramban holds it's Efshel Asalkar. You could be Mafish Truma right now, so that's cool. That's like the guy in the Mavasar who has 20 Yisraelim to go around. So that's not a problem. So what's the other glaring problem, L'chaira? Even if the Ramban doesn't accept the problem of Mamun Shufin, L'chaira, what should be the problem? It's like Enarel Achila. So it could be one of two things. Maybe the Ramban holds like Tosfos that Ein Roel Achila Taka doesn't apply to Tevel because it's Roel Achila in a second from now. But what's another possible reason? Another possible Mahalik in Ramban? Maybe he holds there is no Psul of Ein Roel Achila. Maybe he holds like who? Like the Ritva, who's his Talmud Talmud. The Ramban's Talmud was their own, the Ramban's Talmud was the Ritva. So it could be that the Ritva got it from the Ramban. Maybe they had this Besoira from the Ramban that, I don't know, we have in print from the Ramban how he learned Pshat in the Gemara. I don't know, take a look. How the Ramban himself learned Pshat in the Gemara about Eimbo Heter Achila. But if the Ramban himself denied Eimbo Heter Achila, there isn't such a deal. That's just synonymous with Tsusenech Shura. So then Avada, there's no issue of Eimbo Heter Achila. So the Ramban in one fell swoop said, but guess what? Against Rash, against the Ram, against Tosis, an Esuk shall travel is totally and completely kosher. It's not a problem with Esuk and Shutzin, and it's not a problem with Eimbo Heter Achila.
Why would the Ramban say that?
Because there is a for an ani, there is a heter achila.
Yeah,
because the ani is allowed to make believe that it was never a tevel in the first place. It was never tevel. You mafresh it. The hafresh was a chal, so it's not true today. It's just chulun to today. So at the end of the day, how many shikas do we have in the rishon about esrik shel tevel? So we have the Ramban is the biggest megill who says it's mamish kosher. We have Tosfos who says it's possible at mamish shufin. And we have Rashi and the Ram will say that it's possible out in a Roel Achila. So we have three different permutations in the Rishonim. So the Emes Lamito is that we really have four different permutations in the Rishonim. What do I mean by that? What do I mean? Within those three sheets, you have four. Two Jews, three opinions. How do you just turn three into four? What? What's the Machlekes in Rashi and Ram? What is the Machlekes? They both say in a Roel Achila. Oh, very good. You both think the same thing. Very good. Excellent. Good. According to Tosfos, how many days is the Esrog possible for? Obviously, only the first day. According to Tosfos, even a real Esrog HaShutfin is kosher after the first day. Even an Esrog HaShol is kosher after the first day. So according to Tosfos, nothing to discuss. An Esrog shall tell if the first day is totally good. According to Rashi, what's the din? Is an Esrog shall tell kosher after the first day? Well, we know that Rashi learns it's a chisaron of Eidur Roel Achila, but we also know that Rashi holds that what's the chisaron of Eidur Roel Achila? It's just a plain old din of Lachem. So the plain old din of Lachem is vital, only going to be possible for the first day. But the Rambam's going to cause us trouble now. He's going to cause us aggravation. Why? Because according to the Rambam, an Esrog shall tevel is possible out Eidur Roel Achila. And the Rambam himself has that very unique way of reading Eidur Roel Achila, like he says in the Perashah Mishnayos, it's a chisaron of the Shem Pri. Chisaron of the Shem Pri translates to mean the whole week. You said put the two things together. Whenever it's a chisaron of the Shem Pri, it's a puzzle for the whole week. Comes out according to the Rambam. And as a shel tevel is puzzle gomer for the whole week of Sukkot. So now, Rabbi said, we have four different permutations in the Rishonim. How do we view an Esrog shel tevel? According to Ramban, it's totally kosher. According to Tosfos, it's puzzle for the first day because of Mamun HaShutfin. According to Rashi, it's puzzle also only for the first day because of Ein Roel Achila. And according to the Rambam, it's puzzle the whole week because Ein Roel Achila, which translates according to the Rambam, to be very different from Rashi. It's not a plan of Lachem, but rather it's a din of a lav shein. So now we have to move on to the second half of the sugya. The sugya was called Esrog shel tevel and Esrog shel ma'aser sheni. The reason why I combined the two sugyas into one is because it was the ma'aser sheni part that got the whole tevel problem started. That's how Tosfos got the whole ball rolling. Also, each one was not big enough to be a sugya. That's absolutely right. You could have stretched it out also. Because I hate when I get my Makobos, so I only fill up half a page. So sometimes if it just fills up half a page, I just throw in a few more. You know, busy. You ever notice, you never go more than one whole page. Even if there's a lot more my Makobos, that's like, let's cut out a few. Because what happened? Why do I do that? Because one time, 2 years ago, I gave a sugi with 2 pages of my Makobos, and the week's office, they had it all submission, everything, and all over the place. They got the wrong pages, they got saved the wrong, and everything. So we made a chikul yava. A little close, only one page of my Makobos puts it. I went out of the Reese office though. Zera, local. So comes the Gemara in the bottom of Lamed Vavam and Aleph and tells us that Esrik Shemaisa Sheni, or for that matter, Matha Shemaisa Sheni, for that matter, Isa Shemaisa Sheni, are these things good for the mitzvah? Are you Chayiv in the Chala and Isa Shemaisa Sheni? So the Gemara says it all depends on one very basic question. Is Maisa Sheni Mamun Gavo or is Maisa Sheni Mamun Hedjo? Maisa Sheni is a very, very funny thing. Because Maisa Sheni on the one hand, is the Yisrael to eat, he brings it to Yisrael. I am, no one tells him, you know, he can't eat it, he's allowed to eat it, so it sounds like it's Mamad Hedjo. On the other hand, he has to eat it in a very, very special way. He's got to eat it with Kedusha, Tara, and Yisrael. I am, so that's a whole different ballgame. So that seems to be like it's more Mamad Gavo oriented. So this is the last like this up to now. The question is Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan, how do you view, in terms of Cheshen Mishpah, in terms of Dini Mamadis, how do you view Maisa Sheni? Is Maisa Sheni Mamad Hedjo, or is Maisa Sheni Mamad Gavo? So the Gemara says the ramifications of that machlokes would be these three cases: the Matz, the Esrog, and the Afrashas Chala. So how do we paskin lahalacha on this shayla? So everything revolves around the Shittas Rambam, because the Rambam is mamash astira gehuya throughout this entire sefer. The Rambam in several places. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Meir, seems to paskin like Rabbi Meir, and Maisa Sheni is Mamun Gavoa. How do I know the Rambam paskins that? So there are two statements of the Rambam. The Gemara has in the Maseches Kedushin, a nafkamina between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan, what would that halacha be if a person is Mekadosh Anisha with Maisa Sheni, with the Kedushin Bichal or not? So the Gemara says, depends. According to Rabbi Meir, no, Mamun Gavoa, it's not yours. It can be Mekadosh, it's not yours. And according to the Rabbanan, it would be the woman would be mekudeshes. So the Rambam and the Chassidus for a kei paskins that a mekadesh with Maisa Sheni is ain't mekudeshes. So that seems to indicate that the Rambam is paskining like the Rabbi Meir. The Maisa Sheni is mamun gavoah. That's how the Gemara Kedusha seems to paskin like Rabbi Meir. You know, normally Rabbi Meir Rabbanan would paskin like the Rabbanan. The Gemara seems to be neither like Rabbi Meir. So the Rambam paskins and the Chassidus seems to paskin what's the equivalent of saying Maisa Sheni mamun gavoah. Then the Rambam hukas Maisa Sheni also writes such a lashon. The Rambam writes, if a person steals somebody else's Maisa Sheni, so he does not have to pay kefel because it's not really his, because it's Maisa Sheni Mamun Gavoa, it's like stealing Hekdesh. So the Rambam seems to be working with the Mahalach that Maisa Sheni is Mamun Gavoa. The problem is that the Rambam really honestly couldn't sell that Maisa Sheni is Mamun Gavoa, so then how would we expect him to paskin by Esrig, by Matzah, and by Chala? You're not Yaitse with the Esrig of Maisa Sheni, you're not Yaitse with the Matzah of Maisa Sheni, and you're not Chayiv in the Isa of Maisa Sheni. And the Rambam happens to paskin against all three of those statements. The Rambam's out of three strikes. The Rambam paskins, you are Yaitzi with the Matzah Maisa Sheni, you are Yaitzi with Esrog Shemaisa Sheni, and you are Chayiv with the Nisus Maisa Sheni. So all the Yechmanim say, what does the Rambam do with the Gemara? The Gemara says the Feirish, that these three shadows are totally on the question. But the Maisa Sheni, Mamun Gavoa, Maisa Sheni, Mamun Hedyot, and the Rambam goes in and splits in Echus Ishus and Maisa Sheni, paskins Mamun Gavoa, seems to paskin Mamun Gavoa like Rabbi Meir. Then all three of these ramifications, these three nafkaminas, the Rambam goes and sides with the Rabbanan, the Maisa Sheni is Mamun Hedyot.
Doesn't
Gemara mention
that whether or not it'll be
possible
with the
Shitas
Rav
Neir
is
Tolei
and whether or not we
hold Din Mamon? Yeah, we'll get into the text. So there are two basic Mahalachim in the Nursi Kalim and the Rambam, how to solve this dilemma of the Rambam. So one is the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Manoach in the case of Mishnah, the standard Mahalach, and the second is the Mahalach of the Lecha Mishnah. So we'll try to see if we can work through both these Mahalachim quickly. So the first mahalach, the standard and conventional wisdom in the Rambam, this is quoted already by Rabbeinu Manoach and quoted in the case of Mishnah, basically runs as follows. The Rambam felt that there are other sugyas in Shas that seem to indicate that a person can be into the mitzvah of matzah with Maisa Sheni. What other sugyas in Shas? There's a Mefarish Gemara in the second Baruch of Psachim. Gemara quotes Machlokes Tanoim about it. And there it's Rabbi Akiva who happens to be the Tana who says that you are Yaitzi. Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yaisi Haglili. So we have a problem. What could Rabbi Akiva Mechavera? So the Rambam had a big problem here. On the one hand, the Rambam had a Gemara in Maseches Kedushin that seems to indicate Maisa Sheni Mamun Gavoa. That forces the Rambam and Hilchos Ishus to write a Mekadesh with Maisa Sheni and Mekudeshes. That's one hand the Rambam had. On the other hand, the Rambam was looking at another Gemara, the second paragraph of Pesachim, that seems to indicate, the Kol HaPsach there seems to indicate, that Yitaka Yotze the Mitzvah with Matzah Shemai Sesheni, and if he Yotze with Matzah Shemai Sesheni, that's equivalent to saying it's Chayav and Chav for the Isis Shemai Sesheni, because the two things go hand in hand, and it's probably also equivalent to say Yotze the Mitzvah of Esrog with the Esrog Shemai Sesheni, because those three things are usually lumped together. So, Bechora, the Rambam had, in effect, three Gemaras in front of him. He had a Gemara in Kiddushin, the Paskins, basically, Rabbi Meir, Ma'aseh Sheni, Mamun Gavoah. He had the Gemara in Pesachim that says that Pasha seems to be passing like Rabbi Akiva, Alok Rabbi Kim Mechaderoi, that Yeyotze with Matzah Shem Ma'aseh Sheni. But now the problem is, he had the Gemara in Sukkot, that's Lamed Vav. But the Gemara in Sukkot, Lamed Vav, says that if you hold like Rabbi Meir, then you're not Yeyotze with Matzah Shem Ma'aseh Sheni. If you hold like Rabbi Meir, you're not Chayav and Chal and Yisrael Ma'aseh Sheni. If you hold like Rabbi Meir, you're not Yeyotze with the Nesuk Ma'aseh Sheni. So the Rambam saw this as, in a sense, a triple stira. So comes the Rambam with the following yisod. Comes around, as you say correctly, if you read our Gemara clearly, Alam and Vavam and Aleph, the Gemara never says that it has to be this way, that the Machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan must have the Nafkamina, whether you're Yaita Dalabina, the Yasek Shemai Sesheni, or the Matzah, or the Isa. The Gemara says as follows, there was a Machlokes Amoraim in our Sugya, what was wrong with the Yasek Shalala? Remember that Sugya, Yasek Shalala? We spoke about that a couple of days ago. Esek Shalala was Machlokes Amoraim. Why aren't you Yaita? Either because Eimba Din Mamun, or because Eimba Heter Achila. So the Gemara is trying to present my nafkamina. At the end of the day, you're not Yaitse with an Esek Shalala. Who cares what the reason is? So the Gemara says, no, those Amoraim who accepted the idea of Ein Badin Mamon are going to plug in that claw of Ein Badin Mamon into Ma'aseh Sheni. Ma'aseh Sheni Taka has it after Achila, but it doesn't have a Din Mamon. So the Gemara says, if you accept that there's an additional requirement of Ein Badin Mamon, in order to be called Lachem, it has to have a Shein Mamon, it has to have a Din Mamon. Then you're not going to be Yaitse with Ma'aseh Sheni if you hold the Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya. The implication of the Gemara is, what if you hold the other day? What if you hold the is no din of Din Mamon? What if you hold the only requirement is the din of Royal Achila? If the only requirement that's necessary is the din of Royal Achila, so then guess what? So then Royal Achila doesn't carry over to Ma'aseh Sheni. Ma'aseh Sheni Tapa is Royal Achila. So if you look carefully at Agamar, Agamar never said that everybody in the world agrees that this yisoid, that Matzah Shemai Sesheni is no good according to Rabbi Meir, or Esuk Shemai Sesheni is no good according to Rabbi Meir, or Isus Shemai Sesheni is pop according to Rabbi Meir. The Gemara only said it, Aliba the Madiyama, that there's a requirement. The Din Mamon, so why, how did the Rambam know how to paskin? How did the Rambam know one Amor is right and the other one's not right? So that's what the Kesef Mishnah writes. Well, the Rambam had all the other sugyas and shas to support him, because we know from the Gemara Pesachim Yaitzim and Matzah Shemai Sesheni, and we know from the Gemara Kiddush that we paskin Matzah Sheni Mamon Gavoah. So the answer to the dilemma is, if the Gemara in Pesachim is right, and the Gemara in Kiddush is right, which Gemara is wrong? The Gemara in Sukkah is wrong. It's not the Gemara in Sukkah is wrong. The Gemara just said it according to one day. But in Ochanami, according to the other day, which is the Emes, how we passed in, so the Rambam held that we passed in Halacha, that Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoah, and it doesn't matter, you still Yaitzei Dalad Minim with it, you still Yaitzei Nach, you still Chayav Echala, because we hold there is no Din of Din Mamon. That's the conventional wisdom B'dasa Rambam. Do you want to go with a similar Mahalach to the Rambam, and just add a little bit of a kneg, add a little bit of a little bit of a twist to the Shita Sarambam. Perhaps we can make mamish everybody happy. Perhaps we can come with the following you say. We could even say that the Rambam paskins Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoah like the Gemara Kiddushin, and the Rambam paskins like the Gemara Pesach and the Yaitzei with Matzah Shem Ma'aseh Sheni. And guess what? The Rambam also paskins that there's a halacha of Din Mamon. I'm going to do that. So one could argue that this statement of the Gemara, the bottom of Amud Bava and Aleph, that in your hold is a din mamon, therefore you're not yaitzev Ma'aseh Sheni, that statement is not muchach. One could disagree with that statement. That was Rav Asif speaking on the bottom of Amud Bava and Aleph. And maybe all the other sugyas, the sugyam sachar, the sugyam kedushin, all the other sugyas were disagreeing with that. All the other sugyas were saying, even if your hold is a din mamon, even alatzad, there is din mamon. Because the Mishnah says the Rambam paskins, there is no din mamon and call it a day. But we're not willing to forego yet the din mamon. We insist there is a din mamon. Nafav Bichay is still Yaitzi the din of Matzah with Matzah Shemai Sesheni, you still Yaitzi Esrog, you still Chayav Bichal. How could that be? How you talking? The Gemara says, if there's a din Mamon, it's Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoah, isn't that a checkmate? So L'chor, the answer to this question is based on another very famous sheet, the Rambam. The Rambam has a very, very strange phrase, I put it on the Mamon Kavoah, the Rambam, Mekadosh B'Ma'aseh Sheni, can I put it on? I did, right? The Rambam says, I'm a Kaddish as a Isha, but my Sashani ain't a Makudeshes. Why? What? What's the Lashon Rambam? The Rambam says, because it says, by my Sashani, La Hashem Hu, and therefore you're not allowed to use it for your own personal needs. Some kind of Lashon like that, right? I just made that up. Anyone have a Rambam? Why? That's what you meant. How does Ram say? She's not Mekudeshes because she did a bad thing. You're not a nice guy. You're not supposed to be doing those kinds of things in Ma'aseh Sheni. As it says, Lashem Hu. If you were writing the Ram, would you have written that as a reason why she's not Mekudeshes? I would have written, Hamakadosh Ramesh Shemi Ain Makudesh, the Fisha Aino Shalai, or the Fisha Aino Din Ma'amun, it's not yours. And as we all know, you have to Makadosh Nishma, something that belongs to you. That's what I would have said. What does the Rambam tell you that you're not allowed to do it since you're not allowed to do things with it? Also, therefore, she's Ain Makudesh. What is Pshat in this Rambam? So the Brisker Rav, in his Chidushim, in Masechet Zivachim, in the stencil of Zivachim, with Arfog, the Brisker Rav develops a whole machlokes and rishonim as to how to understand what the nature of the din of Ma'aseh Sheni Mamun Gavoa means. The mayor's sheet that we passed it for a mayor, probably, as the Sheni Mamun Gavoa, what do the words mean? So Yesh Lachva, what does this phrase Mamun Gavoa mean? So one can understand Mamun Gavoa, Mamash Pshuto Kemashmo. The Mamun Gavoa means it doesn't belong to you. It's Mamash, it's a statement of Chayshim Mishpat that it's not your property. It belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives you, is very nice to you, gives you a chance to eat it, and Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim, and Tahara. But in terms of Dinim Mamash, it's Mamash like Hekdesh, it belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you have a right to eat it. But the Dinim Mamash, Chayshim Mishpat, is not yours. That's a simple translation of Mamun Gavoa. Then says the Biskarov, maybe Mamun Gavoa means like this. Mamun Gavoa means that since the Torah puts certain conditions on what you're allowed to do with it. The Torah says you're allowed to eat it, now I'll do other things with it. So therefore, the Torah says, in terms of who's the bailus on this property, of course you're the bailus. It's not hectic, it doesn't belong to the Ben Shalom. I mean, everything ultimately belongs to the Ben Shalom. But in terms of Chayshim Mishpat, it belongs to you. It's Mamash Nichzeh Hedyot. What does the phrase Ma'aseh Sheni Mamun Gavoa mean? Ma'aseh Sheni Mamun Gavoa means that you're not allowed to do certain things with it. And if you try to do something with it that you're not allowed to do, so the Torah is going to declare that that's not chal. The Torah is going to be mafkia, the ability, even the d'yevet, to create a chalais for this object, and the Torah doesn't permit you to do this chalais. Wow, that's what Ma'aseh Sheni Mamun Gavoa means. It doesn't mean, it doesn't start in Chayshim Mishpat, it doesn't start in Dinim Mamunis. It's not a hafkos, habayilus, Ma'aseh Sheni Mamun Gavoa. Ma'aseh Sheni Mamun Gavoa means that it belongs to you, 100% it belongs to you. Elawat, the halacha is that you're not allowed to do certain things with it, and if you go ahead and you violate those things, the Torah is going to declare that the evidence is not accepted. So the Bishkarab claims it's machlekes around the Raivin. There's a Raivin in Taras Konim, it's Parish in Taras Konim, that talks about Yerusha by Ma'aseh Sheni. So Yerusha by Ma'aseh Sheni, is it Shaykh the Yerush Ma'aseh Sheni or not? So the Raivin says, depends. If you hold Ma'aseh Sheni Mamun Gavoa, then no. If you hold Ma'aseh Sheni Mamun Hedget, then yes. So says the Bishkarab, what does that mean? It means if you hold Ma'aseh Sheni Mamun Gavoa, it's not yours. So if it's not yours, it doesn't go be Yerusha. So says the Brisker Rav, he doesn't think the Rambam would say that. Why? Based on this Lashon HaRambam. But the Rambam held like the Raivim and Taras Kohenim that Ma'aseh Sheni Mamun Gavoa means it's not yours. Then why did he give you a whole shtickle Torah that you're not allowed to use it? You should have said it ain't yours. It's not yours. The Chayshim Mishpat, it's not yours. If you're keeping the Kaddish Nishim with something that's not yours. And the fact that the Rambam went around about and told you that Osa Vasa Vashah Kapot Samachi is Chal Shemel Hashemu, that's an indication that the Rambam was saying the Razzle Dazzle Pshat of Ma'aseh Sheni Mamun Gavoa. That a tachet is yours in Dinim Amris, it just means you're not allowed to use it, and since you're not allowed to use it, the Torah mafkia, the chalais condition that you try to do with it. So, if that's correct, that this is in fact the Shittas HaRambam, the Ma'aseh Sheni Mamun Gavoa Does it mean Maman Gavoa? Does it mean it's not Lachem? It just means that you're not allowed to use it for Kedushin, you're not allowed to use it for Mechira, you're not allowed to give Matan, whatever you're not allowed to do with it. But in terms of Cheshen Nishpet the Kabbalah, the Taka belongs to you, where did the Rambam get this wild thing from? Where did the Rambam get such an understanding of Ma'aseh Sheni Maman Gavoa from? Isn't it a simple meaning of the words like the Raivin? So maybe this is exactly where the Rambam got it from. The Rambam's reading the Gemara in the bottom on the bottom now from a second sukkah. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Meir, also Ma'aseh Sheni Maman Gavoa, if you hold there's a din of din Maman, you're not Yotzei. What does that mean? That's the Raivin speaking. That Gemara is mamash like the Raivin. Rav Asi in the bottom on the bottom of is mamash speaking like the Raivin. If you hold it's Ma'aseh Sheni Maman Gavoa, it's not yours. It's not Lachem. It's a chisan in Lachem. It's not matzasim. It's not arisaseichem. There's no chiyav chal. There's no you can't be yetzim matzah. There's no you can't be yetzim dalan minim. That's the Ravid's understanding. That's the Ravid's hagdara of Ma'aseh Sheni Maman Gavoa. That's Rav Asi on the bottom of the bottom and Aleph speaking. But the Rambam understood that there are other sugars in Shas that are disagreeing with Rav Asi. What are the other sugars in Shas? The Stam Gemara in Pesachim in the second parak that says that you yetzim with Ma'aseh Sheni. So the Rambam staring at the Gemara, how are you talking? How could it be that you yaitzeh with Ma'aseh Sheni if we all know that Ma'aseh Sheni Maman Gavoa? Everybody since Kedushin Second Barak has Paskin, that Ma'aseh Sheni Maman Gavoa. The Ma'aseh Sheni is Maman Gavoa, so how could the Gemara in Second Barak of Pesachim say you yaitzeh? It's like it's not yours, it's not Matzaschem. So the Rambam came up with this newfangled idea of it's not true. Not that the Rambam denies that it didn't Maman. That's the case of Mishnah's Pshat. That's the simple Pshat. We're saying fancy Pshat. We're saying the Rambam doesn't deny the Din Maman. The Rambam holds you can have Din Maman, you can have your cake and eat it. You can subscribe to the Din of Din Maman, and Alpha Pichain hold that Ma'aseh Sheni is Maman Gavoa, and still hold the Yaitzim Ma'atzah with it. How can you pull off those three things? It's a stira. The answer is it's only a stira if you have the Ravid's understanding of Ma'aseh Sheni Maman Gavoa. If you hold the Ma'aseh Sheni Maman Gavoa, it means it's not yours in Mishnah Mish, but you don't buy this on it, then you talk about Yaitzim, and Rav Asi's right in Sipal Amid Vav. But if you hold like the Rambam, if you hold like the Biskarav, if you hold that Ma'aseh Sheni Maman Gavoa is not a half-cost bailus, it's just a dinness of a head that you can't do it. So Abba Zoi, even if you hold Ma'aseh Sheni Maman Gavoa, even if you hold there's a requirement of Din Maman, Afa Pichein Alochas, you could still be, I'd say, with Ma'aseh Shel Ma'aseh Sheni. So at the end of the day, what we're really saying, we're going to be close to the case of Mishnah in the following sense, that ultimately what prompted the Rambam's Pesach was that Gemara Masechta's Pesach. The Rambam really does paskin Ma'aseh Sheni Maman Gavoa, but he was so bothered with Rabbi Akiva's Brice and the Sefer Berakha Pesachim, so something has to give. You have to do something to Rav Asi. Rav Asi's got to disappear on the bottom line of Rav Asi. You have to reject Rav Asi. Why do you reject Rav Asi? So because of Mishnah, Rabbeinu Manoach said, we reject Rav Asi because we reject the din of Din Maman. There is only a din of Roi Le'achila. That's all there is there ain't no more. And according to what we're saying, no, not so partial, not so fast. We don't reject Din Maman. What we did is we revamped what Ma'aseh Sheni Maman Gavoa means. So something had to be revamped over here. According to the case of Mishnah, Rabbeinu Manoach, what got revamped was Sipur Lamed Vav. That means we did away with the Din Maman. We're back to just Heter Achila. But we're saying, no, we're not revamping Sipur Lamed Vav. We're rejecting Rav Asi because Rav Asi had his understanding of Ma'aseh Sheni Maman Gavoa. He was mechaven to the Ravid's understanding, or vice versa. But we, the Rambam, we hold, no, the Biskarov says, the Rambam, the Ma'aseh Sheni Maman Gavoa is not half going by us. So it's Shtayim Shenechod, or Echad Shtayim, whatever you want to call it. The two Mahalchim that are going really the Derech Echad, they're based on the idea that ultimately the Rambam is paskening Ma'aseh Sheni Maman Gavoa, and after Pichein you're going to be Yotzei. But the second Mahalach, really, the totally different Mahalach in the Rambam, is the Lechem Mishnah's Mahalach. It's much backwards from everything that we said. The Lechem Mishnah dug up one Gemara. The Gemara at the end of Masechet Sanhedrin, at the end of Parak Chelet, there's only one Daf of Chelet that has anything to do with Halacha, the last thing is barely Daf. When that Gemara tucked away, after all the Agadah does, so the Lechem Mishnah dug up a Gemara, cooked it out. So today's word is, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says as follows, quotes from Achlekes Rav Meir and the Rabbanan, it's talking about whole thing that you have Ma'aseh Sheni inside the Gemara Yidacha, so there's have to be this room and not this room. Okay, very shy of the Ma'aseh. So comes the Gemara Yidacha, the Hoya, the Lohiya, and the Rosh, the Kabbas Chai. So the Chabot Chaim said, what do you need any dachas to be Rosh, the Kabbas Chai for? What do you need in Sarah Meir? What do you need by some Menugit to be Rosh, the Kabbas Chai? Let's say the Torah wouldn't have given us this parasha, so we wouldn't have had enough to learn. We spent the whole summer in Luba Gaza, we didn't even finish the parak. We didn't even finish what we were supposed to get up to. So there's so much to learn. So what do you need? What will the world wouldn't be able to survive without the Yoni Dachas and Ben Sarah Meir and Dais and Anuga? So what's the Dreish of Gabbas Paras? And Chatz Chaim says, no, but those three parashas are Magala on the rest of the Chalakiyat Torah as well. Some people mistakenly think that Torah is just supposed to be a method to learn halacha l'maaseh. Because all you have to learn is, you just have to learn just to know how to keep the mitzvahs, that's all. So that's a very important chelek of Torah. Unfortunately, there are some people who forgot that chelek of Torah. But of course you have to learn in order to know how to do the mitzvahs. But there's a whole other dimension of Torah. You have to learn Torah, even not to learn how to do the mitzvahs. You have to learn Torah, because that's the Chochmas Hashem. So the Torah gave us three parashiyos, which are dafke not l'maaseh, which will never be l'maaseh. Hoyev lo yiyo, to be megala to us, raise a ball, a lamed l'klal. That it teaches us about kol Torah kula. Even when you learn the mitzvah of Dalamidim, even though it is relevant l'maaseh, it's still with Chochmas Hashem as an entity in and of itself. So some people unfortunately quote that Chavetz Chaim to the extent, oh, so you see from here that you don't have to learn halacha l'maaseh. So it's hard to drive such a statement to the Chavetz Chaim, who spent most of his life writing the Mishnah Berurah. And it's not going to come to the Mishnah Berurah, is that he thinks everyone should learn l'maaseh before they learn shalom l'maaseh. But anyway, people like to quote with l'maaseh. Anyway, so getting back to the story. So the Gemara says at the end of Parachelek, the machlokes are remaining in the Rabbanon about Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gevurah, Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Hedro. So that machlokes is only if the Ma'aseh Sheni is in Yerushalayim right now. So if it's in Yerushalayim, so the Rabbanon say, you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to sit down and have a sandwich. So how can you tell me that it's not yours? So the Rabbanon couldn't believe that if it's in Yerushalayim, that should be called Mamon Gevurah. So that, and they said, no, it's Meshuchim Gevurah Kazach, that's not yours. The Rabbanon Shalom is giving it to you as a matana, and that's it. When you're reading it, the Torah is a matana from the Rabbanon Shalom. So the machlekes of Rabbi Rabban was only in Yerushalayim. It's like chutz to Yerushalayim. What about Ma'aseh Sheni in Tel Aviv? So then even Rabbi Meir, even the Rabbanon agreed that Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Gevurah. I can't do anything with it. It's also Be'achila right now. I'm not allowed to eat until I get to Yerushalayim. So right now, it's not a Mamon Gevurah. So comes the Gemara's Mechadish, that's a whole new twist in this machlekes. We thought the machlekes of Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanon was across the board. Doesn't matter where the Ma'aseh Sheni is situated. Nope, comes the Gemara and qualifies the number of Chizda that lo nechu ela b'Yerushalayim. Chutz to Yerushalayim, kliyav l'plugi. The Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Gevurah. So comes the Lechemishna and says, guess what? In contrary to popular opinion, says the Lechemishna, the Rambam does not paskin like Rabbi Meir. The Rambam paskins like the Rabbanon, that Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Hedya. But where is it Mamon Hedya? In Yerushalayim. Where is it Mamon Gevurah? Chutz to Yerushalayim. Paskins like Rabbi Chisda's understanding of the Rabbanon. So says the Lechemishna, Mamash Beduik, the Lashon Rambam. Look at all three of the cases of the Rambam, of Rav Asi. The case of Ma'aseh Sheni, of Matzah, the case of Esrog, and the case of Isa. Why Gali? In each one of those cases, what does the Rambam say? Be Yerushalayim. If you want to be Yaitzeh Dalaminim in Yerushalayim with Ma'aseh Sheni, the Rambam says, Yataka Yaitzeh. You know why? Because the Kaslach Rabban in Yerushalayim, it's Mamon Hed Yaitzeh. You want to be Yaitzeh Matzah in Yerushalayim, isn't it? You want to be chayv in chala in Yerushalayim, you're chayv in chala because the taka ma'isa sheni is mamon hedya. What would the din be? Chutz to Yerushalayim, it's taka mamon gavoya. You can't be yotzei matzah, you can't be yotzei dalaminim, you can't be. You're not chayv in a precious chala. So says the lechem mishnah, that's the split. The Rambam was not splitting between mamon and brisker rubs and fancy schmancy lumdus. The Rambam, the whole ketzav mishnah was based on a mistake. That the Rambam does not paskin like the Rabbi Meir. We paskin like the Rabbanan. We paskin the Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Hedya in Yerushalayim. It's Mamon Gevurah only outside Yerushalayim. But the difficulty in the Lechem Mishnah is that if so, all the Rambams that paskin Ma'aseh Sheni are Mamon Gevurah, all those Rambams are only true where? Chutz to Yerushalayim. But the Rambam doesn't say that in its Ishus. We read the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Makadosh is Isha b'Ma'aseh Sheni, Einu Mikudeshes." The Rambam did not feel compelled to tell us Hacha b'Ma'asinon outside Yerushalayim, but in Yerushalayim she would be Mikudeshes. If the Lechavishes Pshat is right, the Rambam is Matir Neshitish Liyama. The Rambam should have told us that the statement Einu Mikudeshes is only true outside Yerushalayim, not inside Yerushalayim. But the Rambam, in the end of Hukas Ma'aseh Sheni, about going to Ma'aseh Sheni Shachaveru and Nichayef Kefel, the Rambam should have said, "B'med Rambam Morim be stealing in Tel Aviv, stealing Yerushalayim, be Takchayev and Kefel." So the Lechem Mishnah is right that the Rambam was so meduyak in three places. He was meduyak in three places, but the other two places he was not at all meduyak. So it's a very, it's an interesting mahalak the Lechem Mishnah, but l'chayra, the Rambam really, really should have spelled this out for us. If the Rambam was basing himself on that Gemara, that there is such a chiluk, so the Rambam should have told it to us. And the Rambam shouldn't have left it to us, our remez, to leave it to our imagination, to leave it to the Lechem Mishnah to discover this 300 years later. The Pashta Dvarim in the Rambam is like the Kesef Mishnah, but everybody else said, that the Rambam does pass it with Rabbi Meir, we pass it with Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gevurah, Bein B'Yerushalayim, Bein B'Chutz B'Yerushalayim, that Gemara is irrelevant to Sanhedrin, that Gemara is Chinuch with B'das Rabbanan, and we don't pass it like the Rabbanan, we pass it like the Stam Gemara and Sefer Tzedushin. So if the Kesef Mishnah and Rabbi Meir is alright, so then you have to talk and explain. So in Cain, we pass it with Ma'aseh Chayim Mamu Gavaya. So what's going on with Dalam Minim? Why are you Yotzei? Why are you Chayim Chal? Why are you Yotzei Matzah? So you have to say, like, against the Mishnah, that either we deny the Din of Din Mamun, or it's like we're saying that even if you accept the Din of Din Mamun, we understand that Maaseh Sheni, even though it's Mamun Gavaya, it's still a Din Mamun, because of the Rebbe Rav's newfangled understanding of what the Rambam Sheet is about Maaseh Sheni Mamun Gavaya. Okay, wish everybody a good Shabbos. See you next time tomorrow morning. So come to the snack. I have to schedule there for the next couple of days. Do you have any idea? Let's put up the thing.